Welcome to the Work Smart Club podcast, hosted by Dr. Cynthia Howard, executive coach and Lean Sigma Black Belt, and brought to you by Work Smart Consulting. Inside of you is the power to transform your world. You just have to unleash your potential. Get ready for strategies you can use right now. Leadership leverage you need.
Have you heard about a personal brand but didn't pay attention because you didn't think it mattered to you? But then do you wonder why some people get ahead faster and quicker and what the secret might be for them? Well, lean in and listen, because I'm going to give you three elements of an inspired leadership brand and talk to you about why it's important for all of us, not just influencers or companies. So a brand is something that other people say about you. A reputation is what you've done in the past. Think of a brand as the promise you make to your audience. What happens is that most people do not intentionally and deliberately articulate their brand. So it's subject to what other people are saying about them. And we all know that there are haters out there, or there are envious people or jealous people or people that just don't care, and they'll spread rumors just for the fun of it. So being aware of brand, I think, is important today because we live in a fishbowl. We're in this social media, social environment, and everybody is on a channel. So you really do want to consciously and deliberately think about what you're putting out there. What I'm going to talk about today is a leadership brand. So if you want to get ahead, you want to get that promotion, you want to fast track your career path, then you need a brand, because a brand acts like a magnet. It will bring to you those opportunities that other people have to work hard to get. So let me just go over five reasons why brand is important. First, your life and your daily activities are actually going to be more fulfilling because a brand helps you align authentically and it creates more meaningful activities. So fulfillment is one of the big reasons why having a brand is going to be helpful to you. Next is it differentiates you from everybody else. When you have a clear, articulated brand, everyone knows why you're different. You stand out. And when you stand out, you get more opportunities. Having a brand is consistency. And consistency is what puts you in the winner's circle, because when people are consistent, they can be trusted, and there's a lot of value in that. When things get tough, people need to know they can count on you, and you're going to be the same today as you were yesterday. You're going to be the same in the morning as the afternoon. You're not moody. You don't get up on the wrong side of the bed, but you're very trustworthy. Leaders that have an articulated brand have more impact and influence. And the reason is because they've identified who they are. They're living their identity. And that brings us to the fifth reason that a leadership brand is so important, is authenticity. And in today's world of fake news, disillusionment, and deception, anytime you're real and authentic, you are going to capture attention, because we are all craving that. So being authentic is you showing up at your very best. And when you know what your strengths are, you know where you're going, you know who you want to serve, you can show up at your very best consistently every day. So I want you to think about creating your own brand. And here are three elements for you to think about so that you can get started in that process. First is your identity. And this includes your strengths, your values, your expertise, your education, and your experience. And all of this gets funneled through your personality, which is your uniqueness, your quirkiness. It's how you express yourself. So strengths are those things that you do really well and that energize you. It's something that you could do all day long and it would never tire you out. As opposed to weaknesses, which is something you don't do very well and it's very draining. So most people focus on their weaknesses. They don't get very far because they get drained and they give up. And they end up settling for a belief about themselves that's only half true. Whereas the most successful people actually focus on their strengths. They don't think too much about weaknesses. So weaknesses are important, obviously, but when you know what your strengths are and you operate from your strengths, you can use those to compensate for your weaknesses. And here's where you can hire people to handle those weaknesses, or you can delegate work to handle those weaknesses. Unfortunately, what too many people do is they take a job that has too many weaknesses, so they can do it for a short period of time, but then they start to wear out and they don't show up as strong. So you will do yourself a disservice if you accept a job that does not play to your strengths, because ultimately you're going to fail and it's going to be hard to get back up because you'll be demoralized and your confidence is going to be low. I don't mean to be negative here, but even if that job sounds so good because you make more money and you want to talk yourself into it, oh, I can do that for just 2 years. Well, 2 years is a really long time when you have to work 10 hours or even 12 hours and you're just barely getting through the day. People can't fake it for that long. Besides, when you fake it, not only are you cheating your employer, but you're cheating yourself because you haven't developed yourself during that time. So strengths, identify what your strengths are. What are those things that you do really well? I remember working with a leader who was going for a position and she didn't have that much executive experience, but she was a master networker and influencer. And this particular department really needed to expand. So even though she lacked that executive experience that was on the job description, needing X number of years experience, because of her ability to network, to make connections quickly, to build those relationships, she got that position. And she was confident in that ability and knew that that was going to help her overcome maybe some of these other areas that she wasn't so strong in. So knowing what your strengths are is important. We do have an assessment that's a strength profile that will actually give you 60 different attributes and break them into categories, which are strengths, weaknesses, learned behaviors, and the unrealized strengths, which are those areas that you're really good in, but you don't do that often. That's like the undercover gold, because when you start to operate in those strengths as well, you really do increase your influence and impact. So in the identity part, you also want to take a look at values. What are your guiding principles in your life? I remember working with one client whose guiding principle was family. But at this stage of his life, his children had grown. And while family was still important, he had it at the top of the list, but it really probably was second or third. And because of what he thought was a conflict, he almost lost this amazing position because he got into it with his superior over a values clash. But in looking back and having a chance to talk about it, he realized that he had actually not updated his values. So values are important. Again, don't compromise those because it creates internal conflict and it's going to set you up for difficulty down the road. So do you know what your values are? You know, at this stage of your life, what's most important? Is making money most important, which is absolutely fine if it is? Is getting the education, having an adventure, being secure? Do you want stability? Are you still growing and learning and you want the chance to try new things? So you want to figure out what are my values, because you want to take positions and opportunities where those values also are leading in the company you work for. So also in identity is experience. What is your experience? Do a good inventory of the types of positions that you've held and jot down those skills that you have developed as a result of that experience. And be very open about that. Too many people understate their experience because they take certain things for granted. But you also don't want to overstate your experience and give yourself credit for things that you don't really have comfort level in. So finally, in the identity section is personality. And that is our own unique characteristic. It's how we express ourselves. And we all have certain quirks. And what's very interesting is people that are most successful actually leverage those quirks. They don't try and hide it. They don't try and pretend that they're not there. Because if people are not going to like you, they're not going to like you for any reason. So the last thing you want to do is pretend that you don't have a preference. Let's say you love classical music and you're working in an area where everybody loves hip hop. And you try to love hip hop, but you really love classical or the opposite. Whatever it is, be who you are and do it on purpose. And people will actually respect that because when you do that, you give other people permission to also be themselves. So your personality is yours. Appreciate it, enjoy it, and let other people get to know who you really are in terms of your preferences for a variety of things. Colors, music, hobbies, food, how you like to work. Do you like to work by yourself? Do you like to work with a team? Do you talk out loud? Do you talk to yourself? So the second element of identifying your personal leadership brand is to figure out who your audience is. Who are the people that you want to serve? Most people don't think about brand this way, but having a personal brand is really all about service. And when you define your audience, you're that much closer to defining that promise of how you want to serve that group. So you want to make sure that you know who your audience is. So you may be serving your audience right now. It may be a multi-generational group. But maybe you're thinking about starting your own business or you're just getting started in your career or you're wanting to branch out and do something different and you realize that, you know, I really have a passion for helping new mothers who are going back to work because I remember what the struggle was like. And you want to help those new mothers at your workplace, so you set up a mentoring program. This is something you're doing on your own, but it's part of your leadership brand and part of the way that you give back and you serve your group. Well, when you do things that way, people are going to recognize that you have a heart for service, that you do care about people, and that you are putting yourself out there. And before long, you're going to be able to serve larger and larger groups. So identify who your group is. It can be an age group, people in a certain role. Maybe it's a cultural or an ethnic group, people that might have a specific problem or issue. Maybe they're in a transition, like I said, young mothers. So the list is only limited by your desire. So once you have the group that you want to serve and in whom you want to make a difference, now it's time to consider what the end game is. What are the results that you want to help this group get based on what your strengths, experience, and talents are? So what is the problem you're solving, essentially? So with the woman that just is coming back to work after giving birth, the problem you're solving is making that transition from motherhood to career. But maybe there's another problem that you want to solve. Maybe you're dealing with chronic illness and people working and still fulfilling themselves at work. So you'll want to figure out what is it that I am solving. So you've identified all the characteristics about yourself, what makes you different and special, what makes you capable, what is the problem that you're solving, what are the results that you want to get, and who is the audience with whom you're going to work. Those are the three areas that you really do want to think about as you consider building your leadership brand. Now, very often people get hung up on their strengths. Maybe they try to solve too big of a problem, or they don't have a well-defined audience and they just want to work with everybody. Well, it's really helpful if you narrow things down, because then you are more likely to reach that audience when you develop your talking points, so to speak. So when you set out to articulate your leadership brand, there is a process that we go through. It's a lot of fun, but it does require some time. It requires some deep thought. But once you go through this, you take the assessments, you find out what your strengths are, you go through a deep dive into my experience, what I have really developed as an expertise, how has the education that I've been through changed me and transformed me? Because it's one thing to get a degree, but how did that degree change you in the process? That's really what you're after when you're wanting to define your brand. And then to think about, who do I really enjoy working with? Who is the audience that I want to help? And what are the results that I want to help this group get? As you go through that process, you become very, very clear. So what we do in working together is go through the assessments, taking a deep dive into what you've done, pulling out those aspects of your work that are highlights, that are areas that people really need, then taking a look at who you're best suited to work with and who you most enjoy working with. And then we find phrases, we help you identify your value, and you come up with a very succinct leadership brand that's going to help you identify better job opportunities, the types of people you want to work with, the bosses that are going to be most helpful for you. Because not only do you want to look at the pay and the benefits, but you want to look at, is this boss someone that is going to help me advance to my next step? Not just, am I giving value, but are you also going to get value in return, so that there is a reciprocal relationship that develops and you can give it your best? So having a brand is a really, I think, advanced but extremely important aspect of career development. It's not just for influencers. It's going to help you target your life so that you're more on point and you're doing things that you really want to do that fulfill you. Because think about it, time is the only resource we cannot get any more of. You can always get more money. There's always going to be another job. You can always buy a new wardrobe, get a new house, but you cannot get any more time. So if you're wasting time at a job that doesn't feel very good, that doesn't fulfill your purpose, that doesn't help you grow, you are actually losing time. I was just talking with a woman today who wasn't sure about her job. She felt flat, unappreciated. And she just looked at me and said, you know, I really think I've stayed here too long, but I'm just so overwhelmed thinking about change. Well, that's why you want to have a brand, because when you take the time and you make the commitment to yourself to figure out who you really are and where you will best fit, you're not going to think about that anymore, because you're going to know, hey, I'm not a round peg in a square hole. I am a triangle. So I need to find triangle kind of spaces. And I'm not going to waste my time trying to shape my edges so that I fit into a circle. No, I'm going to look for triangle kind of spaces. Do you know what I mean? How many times do we round our edges only to find out that those edges were what made us unique and different? And I want you to celebrate those differences and your uniqueness, because that is what gives you the greatest satisfaction and is what's going to help you stand out ultimately, which is going to bring you to someone's attention that is going to present a good opportunity. When you have a brand, you know what that is, and you seek out those opportunities more frequently, more often, and you're not just waiting to be found. So I highly encourage you to think about a brand, schedule a strategy session with me, and let's talk about what it would take for you to get started. This is a process that I recommend one does one-on-one because of the deep dive and the assessments and having to explore and stretch your comfort zone, drop all those fears, and get beyond what you think are limitations. Very often, people that I work with, what they think are limitations are actually a misrepresented strength. So schedule that strategy session, but more importantly, make a commitment to yourself that this is going to be the year that you are going to break through any barriers, any limitations. This is going to be the year that you are going to do something different, because it is not necessary for you to just tread water, because that time will not come back. And I can promise you that you're going to look back, and one of the worst things you can do on this planet is regret. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to be moving forward and to living your fullest life. So let me know what you think of a brand is, and if you have been working on your brand and how you are doing. I want to hear from you. Check out the Work Smart Club Network. It's our online resource center. And I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, stay energized.
Thank you for tuning in to the Work Smart Club podcast. We love our listeners and want to hear from you. Please join us at WorkSmartClubNetwork.com. Stay connected and subscribe to our show so you never miss any of the content. Leaving us a positive review lets everyone know we add value. We thank you for it.